This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Road School Moms Live. I'm one of your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino, full-time RVing mom of four and co-founder of Full Time Families, currently coming to you from the beautiful Wisconsin Dells. And on the line with me always is my lovely co-host.
Hey, how are you, Kimberly?
I'm great. How are you, Mary Beth?
I'm doing good. We're coming to you live this week from Southwest Florida, one of our favorite places in the world. And we're actually getting ready to launch for a few months on the road, but we're excited to be coming to you from this beautiful paradise for one more week, and I'm excited to hear your voice tonight.
Thank you so much, Mary Beth. I'm excited to hear you as well. I'm excited to tell you, Mary Beth, that the event that we have been talking about for so many weeks, the Road School Rally, not Back to School Road School Rally, kicking off in Branson in September, is sold out. That's it. It's sold out. So we are currently taking a waiting list responses. So if you want to be on the waiting list, if anyone decides to cancel their attendance at the event, you can be on the waiting list. Just email me at Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com. Otherwise, we're looking forward to celebrating this event with 40 amazing road schooling families.
That is so exciting. We've been talking about it for weeks, if not months, and we're finally at that sold out place, and that's exciting. And it's a good time to mention that if you are missing our Not Back to School rally this fall, never fear, because we have another rally on the schedule for next February down in Tampa. And I can't wait to see some of the FTFs that we've met on the road and some of the new connections that we're going to make next month. It's going to be amazing.
It is going to be a lot of fun. And I was just in Road School Mom Bunny Arnold's camper talking about something that we're working on for the event called the RVing Olympics. And I'm really excited about this event. It's a family-friendly event, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to explore all the challenges we have as RVing families in a fun and exciting way.
Oh, well, I can't wait. I'm sure if you've put this much thought into it, it's going to be amazing. So we'll be excited to hear the details.
If only I could think what it's called. But yes, I've put a lot of thought into it. So, Mary Beth, tell me a little bit about your road schooling week.
You know, our road school week was filled with all kinds of life skills like it has been for the last couple of weeks because we're getting ready to launch. We've spent a lot of time on reorganizing our rig. If you've looked at my pictures, then you can see that we reorganized the refrigerator. We've done some work in the basement of our rig and really just trying to get back on the road where we can access things easily. We've made some field trip stops this week out to a movie, and we checked out Manatee Park. I think that's on there. And then my first grader, you know, we preached here a couple weeks ago about not wishing your life away. And we're not really back to our formal road school curriculum over at Time for Learning. We're just kind of doing some supplemental things that we've looked at this summer and some destination learning that we've done in places that we visited. And my road schooler, my first grader, she just can't wait to really hit the books. So we've decided to start a bug collection. And I was not a fan. I never was a fan of the whole stick the bug with a pin and all that stuff. So we compromised and we are doing live bugs, and she's taking pictures and we're going to put them in a journal. And I'm going to be really excited to share the outcome of that bug collection with our listeners here in just a couple weeks. And I can't remember what else is on my road school from the pictures. Our week was so full. Oh, we got our pets. We took our pets to the pet clinic. That was a real treat, let me tell you. Two dogs, two cats, four road schoolers, and a crazy mom. That was fun. We went to the local, the Petco near where we were, had a pet clinic, which is a really great resource, I think. If you're traveling, you know, you really don't have the opportunity to be maybe towards your regular vet, maybe back home where you were from. We've had really good luck with the Petco clinics. There's usually one once a month in the major metropolitan areas and some of those other places. If you just go to petco.com, you can usually find a clinic somewhere within the state that you're visiting. And it's a quick in, quick out, reasonable rates. And so we've done that also this week.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. You know, that reminds me of the Home Depot clinics that they also do that road schoolers also take advantage of. Quick side note, if you're in an area for a while and you want to get yourselves dirty and build stuff, go online to Home Depot and check out what they're doing. Usually on Saturday mornings, they have a workshop. We moved today from the UP, where we were camped next to Road School Mom Jill Denkins, to the Wisconsin Dells, which has been on my bucket list for a long time, where we are now camped next to Road School Mom Bunny Arnold. And probably right after this 15-minute broadcast, we'll be out and about doing some water park activities, because this is the water park capital of the world. And it was a long and arduous drive. They're full of detours, and it was exhausting. But I want to get right into our mini show here. This is one of our mini shows, so let's hit it. This mini show is expressly about free fun that you can have on the road, and then I'm going to tell you at the very end a little bit about the discounted fun that I'm having in the Dells. So people always ask, when you're on the road and you're budget conscious, what is some free fun you can have? And so Mary Beth and I have put together a list of the top 5 free adventures you can have on the road. And actually there's 10, and we'll tell you how to get the 10 at the end of the show. But number 1 is enjoyed a roadside attraction. And I personally love roadside attractions. In fact, I don't actually understand anyone who doesn't love roadside attractions. I think they're the best thing since sliced bread. So, Mary Beth said, written down here, have you taken a stroll down the Hatfield-McCoy Feuden Trail or taken a family photo with the world's largest ball of paint? I actually have. Go to roadsideamerica.com for literally thousands of locations across America that you can plan the most bizarre road trip ever. I personally love this aspect of my road trip life and have gone taking pictures with the troll in Seattle and a million other different things that I thought were a number one fantastic fun and my kids have loved. So I'm totally signed on to roadside attractions. Mary Beth, what's number 2?
Well, you know, the Roadside America thing, that's one thing that my road schoolers, that's the one thing that they always remember. You know, so many times I'll say, do you remember being in so-and-so? And what they usually remember is some crazy icon where we've taken a picture beside, you know, the world's largest hammer or something. So those are always fun. Number 2 on our list is visit the local library. Cameron and I talk all the time about your library, and we can't stress enough how much of an awesome road school resource the public library is. There are so many programs and opportunities that can be found right at your fingertips by entering your current location. And so we have provided a government site. And then you can also go over to publiclibraries.com, either one of those sites. If you go to the government site that we have listed on the post tonight, you can actually put your location right in there. It's a very long government address, but you put your location right in there and it'll give you however many public libraries are in that radius from where you're currently at. And if you'd rather look at the libraries on a listing by state, and then by city, then you can go to publiclibraries.com.
Yeah, and you know, that's a big fear of road schoolers when they hit the road. They think they're giving up their library, and you might be giving up your local town library that you know of, but there are plenty of libraries on the road that will give you a library card, so don't despair. Number 3 is actually my very favorite thing to do on the road. Every time we do it on the road, I think, these are the days. This is exactly why I do what I do, and that is go for a soak. Imagine a soak in a hot springs or jump into a swimming hole. While swimming in natural places can often be dangerous, caution and common sense can reduce the risk. Find the perfect place to get wet at swimmingholes.org. And that is a site I go to over and over again to find the perfect place to cool off wherever in the world I am. It's one of my favorite activities is to cliff dive or just jump into a lagoon or bask in a waterfall. Those are my favorite days.
You know, Kimberly, the man that put together this website, swimmingholes.org, actually recently passed away. But I have to tell you, there's 20 years of research and history that he put together on that website. And someone actually took the website over after he passed away and has vowed to continue it. But his resources are 20 years old. So it's really a lot of fun because he does have those little hot swimming holes and those hideaways that are way back off the road that you'd never find without going to that website. So it's a great resource. Number 4 on our list is to take a mystery field trip. And you know, these are my kind of trips over at Road Trip Teacher. So click on familydayout.com and map out your next road trip to fun. Thousands and thousands of family-friendly locations are listed all across the USA. And you'll be able to find something to do in just about any area of the country you're in. Really by kind of genre, I guess, if you want to say there's a place for water parks, there's a place for hiking, or you know, just whatever you'd like to do for that day. Make a field trip out of it and have a family day out.
You know, I love that. And I often throw my kids in the car and say mystery field trip day. And usually 15 15 or 20 minutes into the drive, they finally get out of me where it is we're going. But those are some of my most fun days. Number 5 on our list is Hunt for Treasure, which is so up my alley. It's ridiculous. No matter what your booty, be it gold, gems, minerals, fossils, or rocks, a search site is easy to locate at 42explore.com. What a great resource, Mary Beth. Thanks so much for listening to that. Rockhound anywhere in the country for a whole lot of free family fun. One of my favorite places to rockhound is Crater of Diamond State Park in Arkansas, which I can't say enough about, and we're going back there after the Road School Rally because it's one of the best places we've ever been in our 5 years on the road. We love rockhounding. We've dug out thunder eggs in Oregon and Pecos diamonds in New Mexico, and if I actually told you how many rocks I had in this camper, you'd understand immediately why my camper is 21,000 pounds, but we won't talk about that. So these are 5 great immediate things you can do on the road right now, wherever in the world you are. If you're sitting in your camper saying, I'm bored, which are, you know, actually swear words in my house. If you say I'm bored, that's it. We're hitting it. If you want more adventures, if you go to fulltimefamilies.com/listener, I've got a report with 10, including these 5, family-free adventures you can have right now, no matter where in the world you are. Mary Beth, tell me what's going on at Road School Teacher, Road Trip Teacher this week.
Well, as we talked about earlier, we're going to launch sometime later on this week, so that's we're gearing up towards our travel day, so I'm restocking my art boxes and our game boxes and all those things that we like to road trip while we're traveling. So that's what I'm going to be doing kind of middle of the week. We're going to be winding up a lot of our scavenger hunt printables that we've been putting together for the new series that we're going to put out here within the next week to 10 days. So if you're not a subscriber over at Road Trip Teacher, you'll want to do that because that is going to be available exclusively to Road Trip Teacher subscribers and full-time family subscribers as well. And if you have a wish for a scavenger hunt, if you're going somewhere and you think, oh, I wish we had a scavenger hunt to go to the beach, or I wish we had a scavenger hunt to go to whatever, shoot me an email over at info@roadtripteacher.com and I'll be glad to put one together for you because that is what we're working on this week.
I love those so much. I love scavenger hunts. Over at Full Time Families, we have a pre-sale going on for our How to Hit the Road 2015 edition and our Journey Journal, which is where we encourage you to tell your story. It's a professionally designed notebook for you to tell the story of your most daring adventure, specifically your launch into your full-time lifestyle. We also just published a brand new video called The Life of a Full-Time RV Kid. And that is a video all of Dominic, my oldest RV, our road schooler's adventures. I love the music. I heard the music and immediately saw all those pictures that are on the video in my head and said, I've got to put this together for him. And it's been such a rewarding experience for the two of us to have that video published. And I've heard it through the grapevine that there's quite a bunch of tween girls that are interested in the video. So it's been a very interesting turn of events. And then also at Full Time Families right now, if you go on our website, you'll see a member benefits increase and resource release where we talk about new increases for the benefits of the membership. So if you're a member of Full Time Families, we've got new benefits that we are releasing, including a really kick-in deal with telemedicine, Teladocs, which I am so excited about because I don't like going to the doctor, but that doesn't mean I don't get sick. And having a Teladoc appointment is right up my alley. And so $16.95 for my family covers unlimited consultations for my family to see a doctor online, which is just perfect for me. And I'm really excited to bring that benefit to full-time families. And that's what's going on with us.
Well, that's awesome. And I think you got the idea for that in a podcast that we done just a few weeks ago on healthcare. And you can find that at Road School Moms at iTunes. And that brings me to the reminder that if you do listen, are listening to us on this podcast from iTunes, if you'll just go on after you're finished and give us a review, we will be so glad to send you the digital product of yours for free over at the Learning Shop from Road Trip Teacher. So when you get done, just do that review and then shoot me an email to info@roadtripteacher.com and I'll be glad to send you that product of your choice.
That's so generous of you, Mary Beth, and I really love that you offer that, and I'm so excited for people to take advantage of that because I know your resources are second to none, especially for road schoolers or anyone who's on a vacation this summer. exploring some of America's greatest treasures. Next week, August 16th, we are hosting a show about the top 5 tips on choosing a residency state, which is always a hot topic. So please tune in next week. And until then, I'm all done. Anything else, Mary Beth?
Nope. I think it's just a great time to remind you this is the 3rd, I guess, of our 6-week mini-series that we're doing for our summer specials over here at Rhodes School Moms. And when we come back to you live with our hour-long shows, we will be at the Not Back to School rally. And shortly after that, we are going to have an all-kids takeover show that's going to be happening also in September. So lots of great things on the calendar for Rhodes School Moms. And just remember, we'll be here same time, same place next Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Until then, have safe travels and God bless.
This is Kimberly. And this is Mary Beth, your Rhodes School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work. And may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to RhodesSchoolMoms.com.